What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, it's Joe Beamer. Mark is taking some personal time off, but we expect him back soon. In the meantime, happy to be here with you guys on this Monday. I'm finally getting used to the studio they have me in. It's a change. They ripped out the studio that I had been doing shows in for 2 years. So I'm getting used to this closet. We're trying to dress up that back wall for the camera that they finally found, the working camera, after the show on Wednesday. So I'm getting used to this. So if it sounds like I'm a little uncomfortable, I'm getting more and more comfortable. Hopefully it sounds like I'm getting more and more comfortable. You know, I mentioned in the last segment on Wednesday, we're opening the fair here in Erie County. And let me tell you, that is awful news for the 50 pounds that I lost.
What's your favorite fair food? If you were to go today...
You know, Sue, I'm a very simple man. I love a blooming onion. That's a must.
Fred, you'd eat that.
Oh yeah.
It's fried.
As long as they give the good sauce. Like I can't have it without the sauce in the middle. And that's why I never finish a full one, because I don't know about you guys. If there's sauce with an item, I need 2 cups. Like, if I have wings and blue cheese, I need 2 cups of blue cheese.
I do in that situation.
I think I agree.
Yes. I like one of ranch, one of blue cheese. Yeah. We've recently gone over this. But
I cannot have ranch on wings, or I'm going to be looking for a full-time job somewhere else.
I like both.
Good. I had fried Oreos at the Illinois State Fair a few years ago, and they were great.
I'm going to the Minnesota State Fair at the end of the month.
Oh, of course you are. What you going to get? Funnel cake? You can only eat 2 bites, and then you're like...
They have these amazing cookies. They're called Sweet Martha's cookies. So I'll probably get those. They have this nitro ice cream that's really good, too.
See, I don't like chemical ice cream. Is it like dots?
I had it a few years ago. It was highly recommended by my brother-in-law. I gave it a shot. It was pretty good, so I'll probably have it again.
Does it taste like... Okay.
Uh-huh. I funnel cake. Now it's an hour before people are having dinner. Funnel cake I can't have because in 2001 at the Pop Odyssey tour, I know you guys are asking what was that. That was an NSYNC tour in 2001. The person behind me threw up funnel cake all over my jacket, so that's ruined funnel cake for me.
Well, that's
ruined for all of us.
Yes,
now.
I think you've done the deal for all of us.
But I have to say. Blooming onion and like chicken fingers. Like I said, I'm simple. Those are the 2 things I look forward to.
Chicken fingers. You could get both of those anywhere. Is there something fair specific? I mean, do they do the blooming onion in a certain way?
On Wednesday, when I'm reminded of everything that's there, I'll answer that question.
Fair enough.
Let's put that on the back burner for Wednesday. Because I, you know, Sue, it's been a year. I got to remember all the stuff that's there, you know?
Sure.
Now, here is some exciting news. So as I've told my life story on the air before, I left radio in 2014 and went to work at Bed Bath & Beyond, worked my way up to the receiving lead, and then in 2017 realized I can't do retail. Love the people I worked with. I can't do retail. It's a me thing. I have tons of respect for people that work retail.
Joe, what's the receiving lead, did you say?
The receiving lead, it was the person that watched the back deck, the dock. So I would bring all the pallets
receiving
in.
Lead. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
It was lead, Fred, so they didn't have to pay me manager pay.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, there you go. Got that
it.
Makes sense.
I had keys and everything, just not the title.
Yeah, I'm the lead of this show, then, if that's the case.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, we all are.
Yeah, that's true.
So I left that job, and you know they were still doing technically okay, and then a few years later, as we all know, Bed Bath & Beyond went out of business. Well, here's the good news, folks. Bed Bath & Beyond is coming back next month.
Huh.
With a new name, Bed Bath & Beyond Home, and it will open its first store in Nashville. So when you pass that empty Bed Bath & Beyond, very soon it could be filled. And it's good news for me, guys, because if this radio thing doesn't work out, my backup plan is...
Well, you're open. A lead. That's what I've heard.
That's right. I can go be a lead somewhere.
How different is Bed Bath & Beyond from Bath & Body Works?
Bath & Body Works has soaps.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond has
everything.
Bed stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Cooking stuff. They've got everything. Yep.
All right. The similarity is they both have candles. That is the
yeah,
one similarity.
That's about
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I get Fred wanting to associate both of them, though, because you just hear bath. You just don't hear
it's
that.
A, it's a lot of bees.
And body and beyond kind of sound similar. So I get where he's coming from. I kind of associated both of them together as well.
You guys, I mean, the number of people that would come into the store saying, is this Bath & Body, you know, my, I'm looking for the, you know, sweet, whatever, sweet orange body wash. And they go, oh, yeah, you got the wrong store. You want to go into the mall.
Oh, must be a thing, Fred. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was very common. People would, and then people would still ask for linens and things, and they had been out of business for 20 years.
Oh, I loved that store. That's how old I am. Yes.
So I thought you guys would like to know, Bed Bath & Beyond, they're making the comeback. They've been online because, you know, Overstock.com bought the name. But now the brick-and-mortar stores, they're starting in Nashville. And here's I don't ever want to have to go back to retail, but this is my advice. If people are walking into your store, don't send them to your website. They're there to spend money in the store. Keep the inventory. Bed Bath & Beyond, my last year there, people would go in, yeah, I'd like the blue towel. Well, we don't have the blue towel in store, but you can go to our website. Well, if I went to my website, I wouldn't have picked up my son, put him in the car, driven over here. I would have done it on the website. So that's my advice. People are in the store. They want to spend money in the store. Stop sending them to the website. And that's all I would ask of the new store.
Boy, that sounds like a true lead to me. Sales lead.
That is the return of a once mega retail icon. When we come back, Sue's News.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Happy to have you along on a Monday, and now it is time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I know Fred loves this. I think America does. I mean, he's not alone in this. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, come on.
Finally, something you could get behind.
Yeah.
It's also U.S. Coast Guard Day, which I didn't realize. And then I looked it up. So bear with me, because 235 years ago today, in 1790... the present-day Coast Guard began as the Revenue Cutter Service. And of course, all you do now is ask AI. And here's what it said. It was an armed maritime customs enforcement service established by Alexander Hamilton.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
To collect tariffs and prevent smuggling. And then it merged with the U.S. Life-Saving Service in 1915. And that is the modern-day Coast Guard. I just think that's cool. I like any movie involving the Coast Guard or people flying, you know, dropping out of the helicopter into the sea to rescue the people. I love it. And 103 years ago, I mean, think about how far we have come as far as the phone goes. But in 1922 is when AT&T and the Bell System shut down all of their switchboards in memory of Alexander Graham Bell, who had died 2 days earlier. And I'm talking about all of them. All 13 million telephones in the U.S. and Canada went absolutely dead for 1 minute in his honor.
That's wow. Pretty bold.
It is bold.
Yeah.
I just was incredible. I just, what?
Can you imagine if that happened today?
No, Ethan. People's heads would explode.
They would lose their minds.
I mean,
they would talk. It would be the top story for weeks.
Yes. Some idiot wanted to go dead for a minute.
They expected us to be without our phones for an entire 60 minute?
Seconds.
We would lose our radio show.
Yeah, we would. Oh my gosh. You are 100% right. And 57 years ago, in 1968, was when the 10-foot statue of Stan Musial was dedicated in front of Busch Stadium.
How long ago?
1968, wow. 57 years ago.
I did not
ago. Of course,
know
it moved
that
to
old.
The new one. Yeah. The inscription is, quote, "Here stands baseball's perfect warrior. Here stands baseball's perfect knight." And that was the quote from baseball commissioner Ford Frick, which I love that name. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy. They said that when Stan retired. It's just kind of awesome.
Those are like 10 great baseball words for St. Louis fans.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Obviously, everyone knows him as Stan the Man, but like the real baseball fans will know him as baseball's perfect knight.
Yep.
And I think that has to be one of the coolest nicknames
Agreed. In
sports.
Ooh, I totally agree with that. It says gentleman, it says outstanding player, outstanding person. It says it all in one phrase because he was all of those things.
It might be one of the best statues in
yeah,
sports.
You're
like
right.
Like, you know, stadium statues?
Yes.
Like, obviously the Cardinals have so many out. I mean, they have all of them on the, that would be the left field corner, the smaller statues of all the Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Which I'm sure they'll be adding to here in a few years with Albert and Yachty getting near. But Stan having his own, It's just so cool. People get pictures out there all the time. It's really cool.
I may be remembering wrong, but I think he's like one of the few ball players who's played his entire career without ever getting thrown out of a game.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really cool, too. Stan, having all of that just makes you think, I don't know, it just reminds you of the history of this city. But also, every time somebody gets put in the Football Hall of Fame and they show this statue and it looks like, who is that? At least Stan, you're like, yeah. Right. Yeah, at least Stan kind of, at least, you know, it's an action shot, so yeah. He could look good. All right, I have to tell you about this weekend. Wait, Fred, did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Did you go antiquing?
With you know,
the sisters?
No, I didn't find anything that I wanted to go for.
That's a bummer. Ethan, you fixed your car, or Brad did.
Brad clutched up big time and helped me with my car, saved me a lot of money. So
that's huge.
You know, big shout out to Brad Range.
We love it. I went to a surprise party for an individual and a friend of ours, a guy who races with Michael, but vintage races. And I said, oh, is there something I can bring? It's a surprise party. And then I went on the internet and found these things. They're temporary tattoos that you can make of people's faces.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went and purchased one of the birthday boy. And I'm telling you, you just upload it and it like outlines it for you. And I got 60 of these things. When he came up to the party, somebody had it on their butt. We had them tramp stamp. We had it on kids' faces. It was awesome. So if you're thinking about doing that, it was so fun.
That's
it,
funny.
And it looked really close to the guy's face.
Yeah.
I mean,
to Eric. Oh, so that's really fun if you ever want to do that. Think, is that going to work? Yeah, it's really fun. Of course, they're
really
not
impressive.
That easy to get off. Side note, somebody called Mike and said, is she sure these temporary? Yes.
That's funny.
But you have
did you
scratch
did you get nervous for a second?
No, because I had one on too, and I thought I could see an edge, but I really did have to scrub. I had to put oil on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, it lasted in the shower.
Jeez.
So it's hardcore. All right, the latest box office for the weekend had the Fantastic Four First Steps at $40 million, Bad Guys 2 at $22 million. The reason I looked this up is for Naked Gun, and it did $17 million. Not bad. Are you going to see that, Fred? I can't remember.
I would enjoy it, yeah.
I think so. Ethan, that's not your thing, or yeah?
I might see it once it gets to streaming, but
yeah.
It's been a couple of years at least. I think maybe the new Spider-Man was the last time I saw a movie in theaters.
Spider-Man?
It's been a while.
Joe, are you going to see it? Is that something you would see?
Yeah, I mean, I like the original Naked Guns.
Yes.
I'm probably like Fred. I'll probably wait for it. And I love to go to the theater or the drive-in. There's a drive-in right down the street from my house. This is probably one that I'll, unless it's coupled with something else that will get me to drive to the drive-in, I'll probably wait for streaming.
Yeah. How close is the drive-in to your house?
I kind of love that.
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you can't see it from your backyard.
It's not that. No. Oh, and I've also tried to see if I could get the radio station on my radio.
Okay, yeah.
Well, okay, we have a little music for this just to mix it up. But Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati passed away yesterday. And she, of course, played receptionist Jennifer Marlowe for the show's entire four-season run. And that was from 1978 until 1982. And the character was written as a typical dumb blonde, but she made them work on the character. So she was portrayed as, quote, the smartest person in the room. So it was kind of fun. I'm sorry that she's gone, but yeah, that's what happened over the weekend. Was the celebrity death.
I had never heard this before,
what?
And
oh,
it absolutely cracked
really?
Me up.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? And
yeah.
Then here, so.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Isn't that awesome? You hadn't heard that before.
I had never heard that before. I was like, oh my gosh. I can only imagine if someone would have, like, if an actual station in Cincinnati played that, how hilarious that would be opening up.
Did you ever see the show?
No, I've never heard of the show.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, the Thanksgiving episode? Come on.
The turkeys?
Nothing?
I'm young and uncultured, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
No, just,
it's on the list.
Yeah, all right, throw it on there. Well, before landing WKRP, here's what I didn't know. She had auditioned to play Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. But she lost out to Suzanne Summers. It's just something you want
that
to think.
That makes sense.
It does. All right. In a case of trying to do too much, Saturday's Major League Baseball game at a NASCAR track between the Braves and the Reds turned out to be a bust. It rained. Yeah. I wanted to kind of see this, and I missed it. Did anybody see it? Well, no, because it was raining.
Just
yeah, I watched a little of the delay coverage.
It was held at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee, and an entire baseball field was built in the middle of the racetrack. They sold 91,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Sue, did you see pictures of it or anything?
No, I haven't looked it up.
It looked awesome.
Oh, that's
it looked
so cool.
Really cool. And they really tried to play it on Saturday. They got like a half an inning in, and it was just, it was like mud out there. So they had to, they did play it on Sunday. There wasn't nearly as many people there, but there was still a lot of people there. But it looked absolutely amazing.
That's cool as heck.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, when they hit it, one of the players hit a home run. They had a Corvette drive around the track with a big flag that said home run.
It
would have been a better event if it wouldn't have rained, if weather wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
But this, it looked like it still was pretty well done.
That's awesome, Fred.
I saw a couple stories about it on MLB.com. Said like it was the best thing ever for Major League Baseball. And I saw another report that said it was like the biggest mistake Major League Baseball ever made.
Yeah, all opinion.
They ran out of food during the rain delay.
I did hear about that. Yes.
You can't be doing that.
And the uniforms, weren't they kind of supposed to be racing oriented?
Well,
like the hats had, like one of the team's hats had like checkered flag on it.
That's
one of them
cool.
had like racing flames. So they had specialty things like that.
That's cool. But you've got 91,000 people. You got to feed them in a rain delay, people. I mean, that's a serious situation. Okay, and finally in Sue's news, I think I knew this, but I had forgotten. Billy Bob Thornton has a phobia of antiques and refuses to stay in a room that has furniture from earlier than 1950.
What?
Wow.
Now,
wow.
Apparently, American antiques are okay, but French ones in particular really bother him, and he hates it, and he can't stay in the room. With they're there. And that's it for Sue's News.
Interesting. We'll be back with Charles Lipson here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here in for Mark Reardon. And we are welcoming Charles Lipson this segment. He is Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, wanted to get your thoughts on these Texas Democrats who hopped aboard a private jet, you know, at the cost of $100,000 and flew up to Illinois. What's your thoughts on their latest antics?
Well, as it happens, I'm in Austin. And nobody offered to fly me either here or back. it's just lunacy. They're trying to prevent the story is pretty simple. They, by flying out of the state, they can prevent a quorum in the state legislature, and the quorum is needed in order to pass the redistricting bill. The irony is that they flew up on Governor Full Buffet Pritzker's plane to one of the most gerrymandered states in the entire union. So hypocrisy knows no boundary among politicians of either party, and this is just another example.
Yeah, I love that, you know, you've got Pritzker out there talking, you've got Governor Kathy Hochul out there talking, and, you know, Hochul, she's sitting on two extra congressional districts because of the illegals that were counted in the 2020 census.
Yes, that's a problem, but it's a problem in the way that the Constitution is written. because the census is supposed to count all persons, not all legal persons, but all persons. And then apportionment is supposed to be according to the number of people. That's just wrong, but you can imagine that the Democrats won't change it because they think that they gain seats in blue states. Actually, what's really happening is that more and more people are moving to Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. There's a massive movement to the South in general, and so there's going to be in the next decennial census, there'll be a lot more seats for the red states.
There'll be more seats, you know, but I know this isn't along the lines of what we're talking about, but I'm hosting from Buffalo, and I mean, people are leaving here left and right. And the problem is they're all like-minded. And so you're just making the red states redder, but unfortunately you're making the blue states bluer. I mean, are we going to see the results of that in coming elections?
Oh, yes. It's called, social scientists call it a selection effect. The way I put it is that the people with get up and go got up and left.
Yeah.
But actually, it's not just like-minded people. The big cities in Texas, like Austin and so forth, are very blue. And you have states that were traditionally red, like North Carolina, that are now absolutely purple toss-up states. So it's not clear how this will sort itself out. But the real problem for the Democrats, not so much demographics, but the fact that they don't have any message other than we hate Trump.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's always made me laugh when people will leave a state like New York because of the awful policies and then move to a place like Carolina, to North Carolina, and vote for the same people that made the conditions so bad in your last state that you moved out, but you still vote the same way in North Carolina. It's so aggravating to see it happen.
You are so right. And I think a lot of it has been cultural issues, abortion, that sort of thing. But, and here's, I think, positive news that people in St. Louis and elsewhere are surely picking up on. I see the culture war shifting. I see big victories for the Republicans across the board on culture wars. And those are what they call 80-20 issues. And it's really striking to see Democrats on the 20% side. Sometimes it's even the 5% side. Who wants to see men playing women's sports? Who wants to see children having what is wrongly called gender-affirming care, but which is really mutilation? These are really bad ideas, and the people who are on the side of backing them are not going to win many votes for doing it.
No. And, you know, another thing, the Republican Party or conservative-minded people seem to be getting younger, and the Democrat Party seems to be getting older. You have to look no further than the No Kings protests.
Oh, this is a great point that you're making. The demographics, the voting polls that I've seen show that younger voters are trending red. The reason that that doesn't get picked up is that that's not true in the Ivy Leagues. It's not true in Columbia University and other places. And those get a lot of media coverage. But those are not the way that a lot of young people across America are voting. It may be true at Wash U, but it's not true for their peers across St. Louis.
You know, and speaking of Columbia, Charles, you wrote in the Telegraph about the Trump victory with Columbia University. What does that mean for Columbia, and what could it mean for other Ivy League schools?
Well, the rampant anti-Semitism, which had been a problem on the far right, especially in the 1950s, has moved over to the left. And it's really overtaken the social sciences and the humanities. That is, if you're pro-Israel, you're just not going to get a job in the English department. But then again, nobody is majoring in English anymore. They used to, but they're not anymore because they major in fields like English because they want to read Jane Austen and Shakespeare. And what they're getting is colonial theory. So these universities are in deep trouble. The real issue for these universities, Trump is a master at finding leverage. And the leverage that he found with universities is actually what the left had been using for years. You just never heard about it. If you didn't agree with their views about Title IX in sports or whatever, they would cut off all the money to your science programs. You just never heard about it because the universities gave in so quickly, and the media was on the side of the federal government that was pushing, so it was just never an issue. The issue now has been universities tried to resist, but they're collapsing one by one. The last one standing is Harvard. They still haven't agreed. But one more point. The striking thing about Trump on issue after issue is that he doesn't go after the weakest opponents first. He goes after the strongest ones. So he went after Harvard, not East Butka State. You know, and he's winning on most of these. He hadn't won with Harvard yet, but he's won with Brown, he's won with Columbia, and he'll win with the others.
So what does, you know, you look at outside the Ivy League, right? I look at my college, which has since gone out of business. But, I mean, you know, I knew.
Well, once you left, they had no chance.
That was the problem. You know, I look at the professors, and, I mean, they're the liberal professors. You knew them. I mean, one of my professors wrote for the local liberal rag here in Buffalo, and I mean, yep. You just knew where he stood politically. I know this is more targeted at Ivy League schools, but are we going to see some of that indoctrination? So, I mean, you've got professors that are teaching their liberal beliefs as curriculum. Are we going to see a change in that at other universities around the country?
That's a great question. And let me draw two distinctions. The first thing is this problem of ideological teaching has really started in middle school. It's gained a lot of traction with the teachers unions and in high school. It's one of the driving forces behind school choice, which has gained a lot of momentum by the blue states. The Democratic politicians who control them are very close to the teachers union, so they're never going to support that. They no longer even support charter schools. But at the college level, it's not so much that they'll get rid of all this kind of teaching. It's that this, just like people are leaving places like Syracuse, Buffalo, and so forth to go to more receptive and dynamic climes, so it is that students are not majoring in history and English. They're majoring in economics, microbiology, and the like, where the ideology is substantially less. I should also say it's not necessarily wrong that a teacher has strong views. What's wrong is when the teacher demands that students adhere to those views in order to get a good grade.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Charles, great stuff, man. Appreciate the conversation.
I appreciate talking with you. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too. That's Professor Charles Lipson. He is Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago and writes regularly for The Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics, and others. I have to say, you know, he said starts in middle school. I remember in sixth grade, the year 2000, George Bush won the kids' vote at my middle school. I'm sure that wouldn't be the case today. And the homeroom teacher said, "I hope the adults are smarter." And that was my first look into a teacher putting their politics in the classroom. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Frank Cusimano here on 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, and we welcome in KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Frank, it's been a while. How you doing?
Good to be with you, Joe. Did I see a picture of you on social media with a really attractive little brown dog?
Possibly, yeah. My dog, Tucker.
Yeah, very good-looking dog. It looks exactly like my Reggie at home. So you have good taste in dogs.
Thank you. You know, he's getting old, and it's sad because he's starting to lose his hearing. But maybe that's good for him, and my wife was hoping she – no, I'm just kidding. Frank, before we talk about the Cardinals, real quick, the Bristol baseball game, how did you think that went over the weekend with the rain delays and everything?
Well, it's a shame because it would have been an electric environment if it weren't for the rain, because Saturday the crowd was just absolutely insane, and I was really looking forward to it. It still had to be kind of a cool event. I think, you know, NASCAR is kind of hot right now, Joe, and if you can get some of that NASCAR audience to experience baseball and some of the baseball audience to go to this magnificent track, this historical track, I think it's good for both sports. It turned out to be a pretty good game, and I don't think it's the last time it's going to happen. I thought it was really cool. It was after the home run, they take the victory lap in the car. So, yeah, I think it was, in general, a positive thing for baseball.
Frank, Ethan here. The Cardinals, I mean, we talked last week after the trade deadline. I think a little bit of an acceptance, right, of what this team is going to potentially be the last couple of months of the year, and you know, I think the play kind of matched that this in these games following it, a disappointing series in large part against the Padres, where the pitching in large part was decent, but the biggest issue being the offense continues to remain silent.
Yeah, let me give you an unbelievable stat. I was just looking at these numbers, that their regular starting outfield is Nootbaar, Scott, and Walker. How about this? Nootbaar hitting .226. Scott hitting .227. Walker hitting .227. I mean, how many teams in the history of baseball this late in the season are trotting out three outfielders? So all these people that are crazy on social media that want to rip the heck out of the manager, it's like Ali Marmol is going into a gunfight without any bullets in his gun. It's not his fault. They don't have enough talent, especially in the outfield. That's why this idea about Ivan Herrera, you know, going to left field, heck yes.
Yep.
Give us a left fielder that's going to have an 850 OPS and, you know, hit 25 home runs. This is unbelievable, and it's gone on for years that they don't have an outfielder that can hit 20 home runs.
So, Frank, when should we expect to see the Cardinals, you know, call some of these studs up and see what we got?
Well, it's a good question because they do have a stud, and his name is J.J. Weatherholt, and he has an 1,100 OPS in limited at-bats in Memphis. This guy was the best hitter in college baseball a few years ago, and he has not missed a beat. I mean, this is one of the quickest rises through the Cardinal organization ever. I would think, now they played him at third base the other day, I would think if Nolan Arenado is not feeling good, then we're going to see J.J. Weatherholt play third base down the stretch for the Cardinals.
Now, here's my question regarding this, Frank, because first off, I think I still might have a little bit of PTSD on if we rush him up here. I know he's been dominant. He's been hitting the tar out of the ball. But if you get him up here this year, and then all of a sudden it doesn't go quite the way you wanted to, did you do him a disservice? So that's one of my concerns. My other question is if you are to bring him up here, obviously he needs to be prioritized over anyone else that's up here, but I'm trying to figure out where exactly he plays with the infield roster looking as it is right now. I mean, probably Sejacy's probably that one spot, but Sejacy doesn't play much, so it just feels like it just makes the logjam that much more hectic for Ollie Marmol.
Well, I see your logic, but just two words for you. Mason Wynn. They
sure
brought him up a few years ago for that final month, and he really struggled. But what did he do? He was humbled, and he had a great offseason, and then last year he was a productive offensive player. I don't think J.J. Weatherholt is going to struggle. I really don't think that's going to be the case. But if he does, he still gets a taste of the big league. I got to believe that in 2026, he's going to be a better major league player if he has a month in 2025 in the major leagues. And that's what you should be thinking about. But I do want to say something kind of pessimistic here. Although this is foreign territory for Cardinal fans, we're not used to not being an elite team. You better get used to it because it's not changing next year. It may not even change the year after. This is a rebuild that's happening right now.
You took my next question from me, Frank. So you're expecting it's going to be a little bit of pain to get back to what the people of St. Louis are used to.
It is. And, you know, it's not going to last forever. And the Cardinals, because of their success, Joe, have been picking late in drafts for decades. Now they go back-to-back with the top five picks in the draft, 5 and 6 here with Liam Doyle and J.J. Weatherholt, all of a sudden you got your elite talent. I mean, the two of the three best prospects in the organization just came in the last, 13 months. So it's going to take time, and they can do it. Chaim Bloom's a smart guy. He did good work in Tampa, and his drafting in Boston, the Red Sox minor league system is ranked 3rd in all of Major League Baseball. So this guy knows what he's doing.
When you look at this upcoming series, you got you're heading out to LA, facing off against the Dodgers. You got Sonny Gray going tonight, Miles Michaelis going tomorrow. Lost two of three against San Diego, a little bit flat. It felt like that's continuing. What do you want to see the Cardinals do in this upcoming stretch? Not necessarily just against the Dodgers, but what do you want to see to build some optimism in your mind that things are heading in the right direction, Frank?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's about wins and losses. I don't. It's about developing. It's about finding out. Jordan Walker playing the final 45, 50 games in the season. I'd play Nolan Gorman as much as possible. I just want to find out if you can move forward with these young guys. Because if you can't, there's other people in Memphis and maybe in Double A as we speak that could be ready to go. But that's the whole thing. We got to find out about our young talent. Are they legitimate, or are we going to have another like Dylan Carlson situation?
Frank, always great talking with you. Next time we talk, I'll get a Bills question in.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Bills. I hope they win it.
Oh, yeah, I think this is the year. I really do. Frank Cusumano, KSDK Sports Director, joining us. We'll be back after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.